Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into this Friday, August 16th, folks. We are talking about Saints training camp, of course, and it is the final practice in California 8 today. Woo-hoo. Our crew, Jeff Nowak, along with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, they'll be making their way back home after the game on Sunday. Make sure you tune into that. Obviously, WWL Saints Radio will be kicking off coverage at 3 o'clock with me and Charlie First Take Sunday. Then it'll go into the countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And kickoff in San Fran, 7 o'clock. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, Jeff Noak will be bringing you all that from Santa Clara. That's actually where they have the stadium. And then after that, I'll be back home. And soon enough, it'll be Tuesday night, which will be a practice in Yeoman Stadium at Tulane. The Saints fans will be out in full force. Who Dat Nation's finally getting to see this team that have been away this whole time, obviously, for training camp.
Yeah, so, and the guys are going to be flying from Irvine to Santa Clara, and then from Santa Clara
racking
to
up those
New Orleans.
Miles.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, at the same time, kind of like what DA said, he's looking forward to having the team practice in front of the guys and the fans and everything. So, with the workout in California, the bite that he said that I used for the sports flash there was that, you know, they're out of the humidity, it was perfect conditions, they got a lot of good work done, and yet they're still excited to come back to New Orleans.
Until they step off the plane.
Well, yes, for that reason. But to be in front of the fans, which, I mean, I'm sure that they missed, but also the limited distractions of being out west where everyone's kind of together in one place out in Irvine. It seems like it was a good camp.
Yeah, I laughed at some folks that were upset and saying, why are the Saints doing this to the fans? Why don't they want to be in front of them? No, they were just going through some renovations.
Correct.
At their facility. Things moved out there. But you know what? I think it's really a blessing because you consider the way the heat's been around here. I can't even imagine first them having to practice in it and then me covering it that they're on Airline Drive in Metairie.
A couple things, though, because I think I saw an article from ESPN the other day that they weren't the only team that went out to California to hold practices. I think it was like five teams. They were one of five. And so at the same time, Mickey Loomis, I think, addressed this as well, that it's not a long-term thing. Like, it was just something for this year, and I think that they anticipate being back out in Metairie for next year.
Yeah, I guess unless you end up going, like, you know, 16-1 this season, it's like, well, back to California
yeah.
we go.
If you kill it this year, maybe some plans will change, and then you'll still have the practice sessions late on in training camp in front of the fans, but it all kind of depends on how they do this year.
Coming up after the first break, we'll check in with one of our California crew, Jeff Nowak, out there, Saints sideline reporter. We'll get some notes from the final day of practice in Cali. 5 o'clock hour, switch things up a little bit, talking a little NBA with writer Ollie Cosell, who covers the Pelicans. The schedule just recently came out yesterday. We'll break it down a little bit more, the good, the bad, and the ugly from that Pel schedule, and then get a little more insight on the San Francisco 49ers in the 625 segment. Josh Dubow of the Associated Press will join us. He covers the 49ers. Just what to expect from San Fran on Sunday. Well, they'll be playing starters, although I don't know how much of that team is healthy right now. You know, we complain about,
ravaged,
obviously, Saints injuries, but yeah, the Niners are just decimated.
That's the whole point. That's why they didn't do the joint practices.
Right.
They've got like dozens of injuries, not just like a dozen, dozens. So as far as the Saints and, you know, how many starters they're going to be playing, DA was very noncommittal to that as well today. It was just like he was last week, though. You know, we had heard from a couple guys like Derek Carr that they wanted to get some snaps, right, in the preseason game one. And DA was just like, well, I'll talk to everybody. We'll figure it out from there. And then it ended up working out that the starters, the healthy starters, all played that preseason opener against Arizona. Now, this time around, when he was asked about it, he was once again kind of like, yeah, we'll talk with everybody. So we still don't know exactly who's going to be playing against San Francisco, but I'm sure they'll start to leak as we get closer to his start time.
To me, a big thing for Derek Carr, obviously, is going to be, is the starting O-line intact? And right now, we still don't know what's up with Taliese Fuaga. Well, has a back injury, did not practice today again, although we'll hear from some of the sound I have, too, from the training camp sound bank. Dennis Allen, Jacob Cabote, the running back, wide receiver, Samson Nakua, but DA talking about how it's nothing to lose sleep over for Saints fans with the Fulaga injury. And he's been really upfront and honest with us about injuries, so I don't think there's any reason not to believe Dennis Allen.
Deuce made a great point about this, that you don't need him for the preseason, you need him for week one. And so that's what he said, as far as he didn't know he was rehabbing, he didn't know if he would be available for this weekend. He might not be available for the rest of the preseason, but as long as he's good to go for week one against the Carolina Panthers, that's all that really matters.
I'm interested to find out a little bit more about center Eric McCoy, too. He got a little dinged up at practice, was wincing in pain, but it was able to continue through. But is it something that carries into Sunday where you're like, well, it's just you're better off getting this rest and for this final week of training camp leading up to the regular season than playing him on Sunday? So it's just going to be interesting all around to see what the Saints team ends up doing roster-wise for the game.
Jeff said he got rolled up on.
Right.
But he was still out there. He kind of worked through it, so I'm not too worried about McCoy. I don't know if we can expect him to be playing against the 49ers because this is still preseason work, and you're kind of looking for younger guys to see what they can do and guys trying to make the back end of the roster. I wouldn't probably expect it, but we'll see.
I just think that starting line, getting that playing time together, is just so important for the cohesion part of it.
I get it, but if there's any kind of an injury issue with McCoy, who is your best offensive lineman.
Right, and you know what you don't have any questions about him. You know he's the dude.
One of the more interesting parts about the Taliese Fuaga injury was that what they were doing today in practice, and we'll talk to Jeff about this after this first break here, about Oli Udo and Landon Young were both kind of shifting. They were going back and forth at the left tackle spot, kind of shifting reps, right? Who's going to be the replacement for Taliese for the rest of the preseason as these guys are trying to fight to make the roster and see where they kind of fit in as far as depth pieces go. Obviously, if Taliese Fuaga is good to go.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.